Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Happy Monday. Guys, we have a couple stories that we need to get into, but then we need to, like, sit down and have a nice family meeting to talk about T-Mobile. Like, we really need to have a talk about T-Mobile. Let's get started. First up, as I've been telling you for like 2 weeks now, the Apple event where they will announce the iPhone 7 is on September 7th. That was officially confirmed today. Apple sent out official invites. Here they are. Taking a quick look, we see the Apple logo made out of some colorful lights that are out of focus, indicating camera bokeh, kind of confirming maybe some camera rumors we've been hearing. And it says, see you on the 7th. See you probably being another hint about the camera and 7th, the date, obviously the 7th, but also iPhone 7. There you go, confirmed, as I've said. If you are part of Verizon's network, today is your lucky day. They announced that in 461 cities, those cities are getting LTE Advanced, Verizon's LTE Advanced. They say this is 50% faster peak speeds on their network at no extra cost. So if you're curious, if you want to see if this is in your city, I'll link it down in the description below. It'll also help you to learn how it actually works. All right, let's jump right into this T-Mobile thing. So as you know, a couple weeks ago, they announced T-Mobile One, their new one and only plan that eliminates data buckets and is truly unlimited. I've covered this twice already. I'll link those videos down in the description below, and I'll give you a little card up at the top corner. Okay, so assuming you already know what T-Mobile One is at this point, let's talk about the updates. Today, John Legere said that there's two brand new updates to T-Mobile One. There's T-Mobile One Amped. They amped the original T-Mobile One already. It's not even out yet. And then T-Mobile One Plus. So what exactly have they changed? Let's compare T-Mobile One versus the updated T-Mobile One Amped. First up, pricing hasn't changed here. Your first line is $70, your second line is $50, and for the next 3 to 8 lines, it's an additional $20. With both, you get unlimited talk and text, and unlimited data. I want to use that term very loosely. Originally, mobile hotspot for T-Mobile One was 128 kilobits per second. That's 2G. That's obviously extremely slow and borderline unusable when it comes to tethering. Now, the original T-Mobile One plan allowed you to pay $15 extra per 5 gigabytes to get LTE. That is no longer an option, but they still responded to your requests and your complaints that the original speeds were too slow and they've updated it. Now with T-Mobile One Amped, you're getting mobile hotspots sitting at 512 kilobits per second. That's 3G. John Legere in his video said, that's perfect for streaming video. No. No, it's not. With the original T-Mobile One plan, video playback is limited to 480p coming through their network. You were able to avoid this limit by paying $25 extra a month per line. That was considered their HD add-on. For T-Mobile One Amped, they've completely eliminated that option and given you a different option. With the updated One Amped, video playback is still limited to 480p, but if you like HD video for a day, you can pay $3 for a day pass. So now if you'd rather watch video in HD, you can do that for a 24-hour period, assuming you do purchase a $3 day pass, and you can continue to purchase those. Again, it is $3 each time though. Now here's where it gets insane. They announced another update called T-Mobile One Plus, an upgraded version of T-Mobile One Amped. So now let's compare T-Mobile One Amped to T-Mobile One Plus. Comparatively, T-Mobile One Plus is $25 extra dollars a month per line. You still get unlimited talk, text, and that quote unquote unlimited data, but now mobile hotspot is sitting at unlimited LTE speeds. Now, let me warn you, this is not prioritized, meaning on T-Mobile's network, your phone and tablets are the priority. So your tethering speeds are gonna be slower than what you get on your device or your tablet, your phone or your tablet. Now you're paying $25 extra a month for T-Mobile One Plus. So what about video playback? Well, you are still limited to 480p. But my friends, now you get unlimited HD day passes without that $3 fee. Now let me be clear here, because this is where it gets insane. This does not actually mean that you now have unlimited video streaming at the highest quality. That means that you still get 480p streams coming in, but now you get unlimited day passes. But you have to actually activate those day passes every day. The day passes only last 24 hours, but now you're not paying $3 per day pass. You can just trigger it again every day, but you have to remember to do it every day. You're still paying $25 extra a month for this, but you're still limited as well to 480p unless you remember to activate your day pass. Now, I've seen so many tech blogs say that this is T-Mobile's way of addressing the issues that everyone had with the original T-Mobile One plan. Guys, that's not what's happening. This is becoming even more confusing. T-Mobile, listen. I used to stand up for you and love your business model because you were like pro-consumer. This is not pro-consumer, this is f***ing confusing. Like, what are you even doing? There should not be any such thing as unlimited and unlimited-er. If you're going truly unlimited, if you claim to be truly unlimited, then be unlimited. You aren't being truly unlimited, you're choosing what's unlimited. Let's look at the definition of net neutrality. The principle that internet service providers should enable access to all content and applications regardless of the source and without favoring or blocking particular products or websites. I've been saying for well over a year now, since like Music Freedom, that T-Mobile is constantly ignoring net neutrality. Just in this case, in T-Mobile One and T-Mobile One Plus, here's some examples. When it comes to unlimited data, T-Mobile's essentially saying things like Facebook Messenger and Skype and Hangouts and FaceTime, iMessage, Instagram, all that stuff is equal. But video stuff isn't equal? So how's it fair that whatever you as a customer consume on Facebook is unlimited, however what you watch on Netflix is limited because it's video? That literally defies the exact definition of net neutrality that I just gave you. Guys, these plans are not truly unlimited. They say they're shaking up the market, but they're not. They're making it more confusing for the customer, and they're practically lying. In fact, when it comes to T-Mobile One and their unlimited plan, how unlimited is it overall? Well, T-Mobile says they won't throttle you, but they also say that they will limit your unlimited data by deprioritizing you if you use over 26 gigabytes of data. So they're saying they won't throttle you and slow down your speeds. They will deprioritize you and slow down your speeds once you've crossed over that threshold. Guys, this is not unlimited. Their previous plans were pretty much a better deal than what you're getting now. I mean, if they would advertise it the correct way and not keep saying it's truly unlimited, maybe. But they're lying! They're f***ing lying! Guys, that's the show. No Ask FPT today. I thought this was really important information to get out to you guys. I'm curious, though, what is your opinion on this whole thing? Let me know in the comment section below, because obviously, I'm a little annoyed by them at this point. See you tomorrow.